Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
As part of the Acast Audio Fiction Week, for the first time ever, the award-winning UK mockumentary The Offensive is releasing an exclusive behind-the-scenes episode.
There's an episode out in 6 days, and I don't have an idea for an episode.
Follow how the show, described as a must-listen by The Guardian and ultra-sharp satire by GQ, goes from a script to your ears.
I'm Paul. I play Patrick Nolan. I record in a cocoon of pillows.
The Offensive Making Of Special, coming October 27th.
Oh, sorry, somebody's at my door.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, it's at that point in the game now. Everton are just happy to keep the ball in their own half. They're going to be taking the trip back to Liverpool with all 3 points as Ashwood City's unbeaten run comes to an end. Andros Townsend passes back to Michael Keane.
Yeah, they're just happy to keep the ball. I don't blame them.
And now Keane with the back pass to Pickford. Oh, my God. Jordan Pickford has just put the ball in his own net.
How's he managed that?
My. One of the strangest goals you will ever see. Heartbreak for the away fans and heartbreak indeed for Jordan Pickford.
Oh dear.
Who'd be a goalkeeper? Poor Jordan Pickford.
Look at his face, he can't believe it. No one can believe it.
And it looks like because of that quite astonishing error, it's going to finish Ashwood City 1, Everton 1. My word, you've got to feel for him, haven't you?
Well, he's just going to have to pick himself back up, you know?
Yes, quite.
What an own goal, you know? I mean, pick that one out.
Indeed.
You know, I've seen some howlers in my time, but that's the pick of the bunch.
Right, that's enough now.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Guys, you're almost there. Come on.
Oh.
Feel that burn. Feel that burn. And embrace that burn. Come on. Come on. Who's with me? Who's with me?
Oh.
Keep pushing. Push it to the limit. Push it to the limit. Come on.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, pal. I've caught you in the act. I'll call back. Be careful. Too much of that and you'll go blind. See you later.
It's Mac.
Don't call out my name, son. Dirty shot.
Where the fuck have you been?
You what?
I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I've been working on a Saudi deal. For Amanda, and I.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise I was a full-time member of staff at Ashwood City Football Club. What's the annual leave like, pal? Pension any good?
You should be here when I need you.
When Saudi come calling, son, you answer that call. Yeah, matter what happens to the poor cunts that don't, eh?
Mac, listen.
I said to Brucey, I said, I bet you wouldn't mind chopping up a few journalists at the Chronicle, eh, pal? Oh, he laughed, Pat. But there was a glint in his eye, tell ya.
Oh, Mac, this is fucking serious. Okay, Brucey is gone now, yeah? Unfortunately for us, he's gone. Listen, I need to get the paperwork for Luna, Kevin and Vassos to ASG and the Premier League.
Fuck 'em.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll save that off as a PDF and attach it to an email. Cheers, Max. See you. Take care.
Why are you being a negative Nuno about it?
I'm not being a negative Nuno. I'm being a realistic Rufus Brevet.
Rufus Brevet? That's the best you fucking got, is it? Fucking Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Robinho, Robin, Romario, and you go for fucking Rufus fucking Brevet?
Just shut up, all right? Sort this situation out, Mac. I'm not going to ask again.
Hey, Cole, look at this.
What is it? This better not be lower league football. I'm not watching that shite.
No. Premier League. I was at the Leicester United game, weren't I? Got myself a seat right near Ollie Solskjaer. Watch this. This is when the fourth Leicester goal went in. Look.
Go on. Fantastic. Hey, Ollie. You're fucking shite, you. You're absolute fucking shite. Make you feel.
I liked the bit where you said he was fucking shy.
It's good, that bit, isn't it? Just came to me, Carl, honestly.
Genius.
Well, what do you think? Seeing the Ashwood City under 23s you fancy, Colin?
Not that I fucking fancy, no. God. I'll shy.
I know that, but who can we flog? That's the fucking question.
What about that big cunt over there?
Ah, John Stacey. Nah, nobody's buying him, pal. Got knees made of fucking sand. What do you think of Nick Cole Egan?
His name's Nicole. What sort of fucking name is that?
No, Nick Cole Egan.
Ah, right. Yeah, I think there's some gullible cunts in the championship with too much money that might take him.
Hey, you're right. I think so too, you know. Got championship written all over him, look. You can practically smell the debt and self-righteousness. Right, I'm going to dip me rod in the championship swamp and see if I get any fucking nibbles.
You've got a WhatsApp group with championship clubs in it.
Aye, it's a good laugh, actually. In as much as I laugh at them, it's a very one-sided laugh, really, you know. Hey, you bunch of fucking worthless cunts. Got a new superstar here. Nicole Egan.
Still sounds like Nicole.
I can let him go in Jan for $6 million, or you can cough up a loan deal now and we can sort cash later. Let me know what you fucking think. Not you, Darby. I know you're fucking broke. Lots of love. Widdly woo. Alright, let's see what we get. What disgusting creature from the deep is going to take the beat?
Derby's typing.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Stop typing Derby County. Fuck off. I said not you. Sent.
Ah, okay, they stopped.
That's why they're in this fucking mess, Cole. Honestly, it's some people. Jesus Christ.
Huddersfield is typing.
Ugh. Oh, God, can I get a fucking response from a real club, please? Fuck's sake.
Hold on. It says Peterborough typing there. I thought you said championship clubs were in this.
Oh, shit, yeah. They're not in the championship, are they?
Can't be.
Right, let me kick them out of the group. There. Don't know how they got in there. That's weird, isn't it? Right, here we go. QPR is typing.
This'll be fucking good.
Mickey boy might actually want to go to West London as well, you know? Is it nice? Is it a nice place? I don't even know.
Ah, they want a loan.
There we go. Got our first wee nibble there. Thank you very much, Les.
Ooh, hello. Bit of typey-typey action from West Brom and Bournemouth.
Now we're fucking talking. PL rejects. That's what we want, isn't it? Okay, West Brom want the loan. Ooh, Borough want to go too.
He won't go to Borough. Too fucking far.
Ah, will you fucking stop talking like a fucking Southern English cunt?
It is. It's too fucking far.
I'm from even more... farer away, pal. I don't think Borough's too fucking far.
Then fuck off out your five-bedroom English mansion with terrific rail links and get yourself back to your fucking piss-damp moors with your header and fucking shardbread.
Will you just fuck off? I'm trying to make a fucking sale here. Right. QPR want a loan. West Brom want a loan. Borough want purchase. Bournemouth are asking if we want tickets to their next home game. Tenner each.
Why the fuck can't they fucking fill that thing? The fucking place is a fucking Lego model, Jesus.
This is good, look, we got some more typers. Birmingham City, thanks, but no thanks, Woody.
Ooh, get Birmingham.
Hey, what's all that about? Giving me fucking attitude in the fucking group.
What is that?
I don't know. Well, that's probably... they've never forgiven us for taking Dan Watson off them, you know, and Ivan.
Oh, come on, that was fun though, weren't it? We love raiding clubs. When can we do our next raid? Just fucking storm into a club and rip everything out. Stuff our pockets with midfielders and get the fuck out.
Aye, one day, Cole, one day. Fucking, they've given me the fucking eye roll emoji.
Ew, Birmingham.
Hey, fucking hell. Hate Blues Clues. Why don't you fuck off at the group then, you fucking blue nose billions?
Dave left.
Good riddance. Just bringing a bad energy to the WhatsApp, you know?
Dreadful. Not on. Cunts.
Right, one more offer from Forrest here. And Blackburn Rovers say they'll think about it.
Did you just kick Blackburn out with the group?
Aye, fuck them. Give them time to think.
Premier League winners then, pal.
Please, that was a past life for them, wasn't it?
In the same way that you were some brave-haired freedom fighter in a past life.
Hey, well, nah. I think I'd be a traitor to the Scots, to be honest. It pays better. Much safer, too.
Right, we've seen enough. Can't watch any more of this, la.
Hey, I gotta go run this by the big man. Let's walk and talk, Cole. This week.
Lead on. I'm gonna call Fuckface.
Ah, good idea.
Theo Clinton.
Hey, Fuckface, it's Colin.
Hey, Fuckface.
Fuckface, are you there?
What's up with Fuckface?
I'm not going to answer to that because that will only reinforce this stupid behaviour.
Not going to answer to what?
To Fuckface.
After you.
Why wouldn't you answer to Fuckface? Hey, Woody, Fuckface has changed his name.
Ah, what? I love that name. So original.
Is there something you actually want or are you just going to keep calling me Fuckface?
I want information.
Oh, what kind of information, Colin? I'm trying to send an email right now.
Wow, that is impressive. Goodness me, he's trying to send an email.
Holy moly, what a talented guy, honestly. Aren't we lucky to have him?
Colin, what do you want?
Information, I told you.
Information on what?
Oh, hey, Fuckface, who are you talking to?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Fuckface, I'll call you back.
You scared me.
Happy Halloween, pal. Trick or treat.
Neither.
Give me all the info you got on Nicole Egan.
Nicole?
Nick Cole Egan. First name Nick, then double barrel Cole Egan. How hard is it, for fuck's sake?
Oh, right. Yeah, 19 years old, local guy. Dad used to play for Ashwood.
Ah, of course.
Worshipped Kieran as a kid, and now, obviously, he's sort of under Kieran's wing.
You don't know where that wing's been.
Got a dirty rash on it, that's for sure.
We did a nice thing on socials, actually, when Nick got his new contract. It was a picture of his bedroom wall as a kid, lots of broomy posters and a welly one.
Fucking hell, welly and broomy on your wall as a teenager? Oh, he had fucking tits and arses. This kid had... Well, I suppose he had a tit and an arse, different kind.
Well, I'm no Scrabble expert, but I think this spells trouble.
Why?
We're trying to sell him.
I thought he was in the scouts report as approved future talent.
Aye, but things change. Chiefly, we spend money now, you know, on already developed talent.
Theo, do you think Nick will go to the championship?
On a loan deal? Sure, he's done it before.
Loan with a buyout?
In my honest opinion...
Ooh, watch out, Cole. Honest opinion coming up.
Here we go. Can't wait.
I think his agent will remove the buyout.
Ah, shy.
New contract.
It's not that fucking new.
He signed it in June.
Fucking ages ago. Gylfi Sigurdsson was a free man back then. Times change, pal.
I'm just saying, I think it'll be a hard sell.
Well, thanks, Fuckface. We'll see what we can do.
You know... When I tried to be a coach...
You tried to be a coach?
We did this thing at Falkirk, right? We couldn't stand this fucking centre back we had so much. Name was... Big Fat Cunt, I think.
Rings a bell.
Anyway, we called him up, right? Pretended to be from Aberdeen. Said we wanted to buy him. Did a wee fake voice on the phone and everything, right? He got all excited and we said, put a fucking transfer request in and we'll nab you. So he did. Management at Falkirk went fucking ballistic, listed him and told him to fuck off.
Did he go to Aberdeen?
Who?
Big Fat Cunt.
No, it was a fucking joke, Theo. It was a wind-up. He went some fucking place. Hey, could have been Dundee or something, but... Hey.
So, what's your plan?
I don't know, I just thought it was a funny story.
Oh, you liked it, pal.
Thanks, Cole. Right, let's go talk to someone important now, shall we? This way, Cole.
Romario, and you go for fucking Rufus fucking Brevin.
Just shut up, alright? Sort this situation out, Mac.
I'm not going to ask again.
Hey, pal, what's going on?
Oh, I know that voice.
Speak later.
Was that how I think it was?
We have a problem.
Hold up. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Detective Aveline.
Hearing you, Aveline. Go ahead.
We've got the body of a male on Durwood Street, Whitechapel, just behind the tube. A Mark Allen Nichols. His throat has been cut, a stab wound below his shoulder blade, and...
Continue, please, Detective.
Yeah, she's cut off his knob and put his bollocks in the recycling bins.
Stack presents a thrilling new audio fiction.
She cut his throat, unbollocked the guy, and decocked him for good measure.
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning.
That was Jackie's way. Evil, bloodthirsty, sexually explicit, and just... yeah, just bloody horrible, really. Step into the scene. Me, yours truly, moi, that's, me. Lead Detective Freddie Aveline of Scotland Yard.
There is a man next to us who has been brutally murdered and dismembered.
We'll go and find his member then. Jesus Christ. Oh, but we've kept his AirPods in, I see. What's he listening to? Death metal? Zombie Nation?
Follow me as I hunt the most vicious serial killer known to man.
Good Lord, she stuffed his eye sockets with his own bollocks.
Jackie the Ripper. The infamous Whitechapel murders. Retold. By the makers of The Offensive. Available now on all podcast platforms.
Sorry, Sally, I got your shoes. Ah, it's my Wagamama from earlier. Let's have a closer look.
Looks like noodles.
Nope, him.
Jackie the Ripper. Hold on to your bollocks.
This is where you have your lunch break. Fucking hell, it's fancy as fucking shite.
Yes, it is fancy as shite. Okay, so I'd appreciate it if you just kept your voice down when saying things like fancy as fucking shite.
I'm going to get the Connors salmon.
Lovely, look.
Hey, there's a delightful gourmet Patrick Berger here, pal. Brioche bun.
Not that hungry, pal. You're going to get the Barry venison.
Enough, for fuck's sake. This Catelyn woman.
I don't really get involved in these high-level conversations, so you're going to have to help me out here.
She's an ASG director, some legal fucking boffin, right? She wants to scrutinise the contracts of David Luna, Kevin and Angelo Vassos.
And we can't let her.
No, and now we've got the Premier League after them as well.
Those lot are fucking pussycats, pal.
Yeah, well, right now, the litter tray is in my fucking office and it stinks.
Colin, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, pal.
Yeah, please do.
Kevin, David Luna and Angelo Vassos were co-purchased via a silent third-party investor in an effort to have a stake in the most watched league in the world. All the while, bypassing the strict ownership regulations within the league and of course crucially executed before the soon-to-be-appointed independent regulator comes in and ruins the fucking fun. So, our fine selves, Newcastle and City are trying to get all our fucking evil shite done as quickly as possible. Now we have to provide the paperwork so that the transfers look like the real deal, even though your basic bellend playing football manager at home could tell you that these transfers don't make no sense. We submit those phony contracts to ensure that the acquisitions aren't probed into by anyone important and just let those little dweebs at The Athletic type up their 5,000 word essays.
Well, yeah, I guess that's that. Do they just eat ice out of their glass when they come to places like this? Fucking love ice, man.
So, hold on, go back. You said phony contracts?
Aye.
Well, you think I should, we should send them fake contracts?
Don't fucking we me, pal.
It is we, isn't it? You did all the legwork. Oh, God, I'm fucking starving.
Must have been all that legwork.
We need to do something about this.
Just get a starter.
No, the fucking contracts, for fuck's sake.
I vote phony contracts.
Oh, that's fucking bold.
But I'm also leaning towards phony contracts.
Contracts aren't your problem, pal. The accounts are your fucking problem.
The league don't need to see my our accounts.
But how the fuck are you going to hide those undisclosed fees then? Your Q4 numbers are going to come out and the whole world is going to see that you signed Argentina's best midfielder for a fucking quid.
Hey, I put up £500,000 for that deal.
Pal, come on. Wake up and smell the bollocks.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Who is it?
Mac.
Right, then I'm not here.
Woody, he's sorry about what he did.
Good for him.
Answer it. Put him on speaker.
Cole, just eat your fucking ice. Pal, I am asking you not to take the call.
Oh, look, I have to, Woody. You said it yourself. We've got to get the evil shite out of the way. Mac.
Hello, son.
Mac, me man. What's the crack?
Do my ears deceive me, or is that the demonic voice of Colin Walsh?
It sure is, pal. How are you?
Good as gold, my boy. Good as gold.
Listen, Mac, I've got Colin and Woody here.
Ah, the prodigal son.
How are you, Mr. McIntyre?
All the better for speaking to you. I've watched your career very closely, sunshine.
Oh, aye. You almost watched it crash and burn, didn't you?
Still got a chip on that shoulder, have you?
Ooh, I'm gonna get the chips.
Speaking of chips, how is the gambling? You lost it all yet, pal? Need a bailout? When the fun stops, stop. Don't forget.
Hey, that's enough.
What the hell is thrice-cooked chips?
They simmer the chips in oil first, then freeze them, then fry at about 130 degrees, then let them cool again, and then a final deep fry at 180.
Fuck me. I for some fucking chips.
Eston Blumenthal shit, my son.
Hey, listen. Mac, we're weighing up the options, okay? How do you feel about phony contracts? Yeah, just make them confusing and tie them up in red tape so that no one can get their head around them until fucking May.
The contracts aren't your problem, pal. It's the accounts.
Told ya.
But somebody at that table already knew that, didn't they?
Mickey, the market value of Kevin is 80 mil. Luna's not much under that. And Vassos, well, realistically, he could get away with 25 million because of how long he had left at Dortmund. Look, you've got a fucking £180 million hole to fill in those accounts so that they make any fucking sense.
Scotland's next top model is right, Pat.
We can't do that.
Come on, you can't cough up £180 million to save getting fucking deducted points and legal action.
I can't. ASG have the fucking purse.
Well, what's in your fucking handbag then? Or are you just swinging it about to look pretty?
We can't get £180 million without arousing more suspicion. Simple as that.
You could do the fucking stadium thing.
What stadium thing?
Yeah, the thing. The thing that all the championship cunts do. Sell it to yourself or whatever.
Can't do that sort of shit in this league, son. You can do a lot of shit, but you can't do that sort of shit.
Ah, that's a shame. Pad, are you, you gonna eat that ice?
Here, for fuck's sake, have it.
Fortunately for you, you've got some time.
Oh, lovely.
The Saudis have taken a lot of the administrative manpower from the league.
But Q4, Mac, I have to have the projections out.
Project the hole.
Project the hole.
The 180 mil.
Yeah, then what?
Find a way of filling it before January, son.
Jesus fucking Christ.
In the meantime, you need to sort out your little problem at ASG.
Catelyn.
In fucking deed. Speak to you soon, gents. Bon appetit.
Fucking hell. I feel dirty. I feel absolutely fucking filthy.
All the others would do it if they had to, Woody. You know that.
Well, 4 or 5 of them have done a hell of a lot worse.
Hey.
Woody, look at me. It's gonna be okay, alright?
You don't have a plan, pal.
I do.
You're the most fucking flummox at this fucking table, and I've got an Irish bloat next to me eating ice.
Christ, that was close. My whole life flashed before me eyes. Fuck me. Just images of 2-footed challenges and fucking hangovers. Fucking hell.
Yeah, okay, I might be improvising a little bit, but that's what we do. Yeah, we hit problems and figure them out. It'll be okay. I promise.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Sorry, I just...
Just rubbed my leg with your foot.
Yeah, I was crossing my legs.
You were playing fucking footsie with me under the table.
Woody, look, we can tackle this head on. But I need to know. Are you with me? Woody?
Oh, fuck! Fuck, my tongue is stuck to the fucking ice cube.
Oh, excuse me, can we get this man a fucking high chair, please? For fuck's sake.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.